this.
And Pierre Robert, it's 93.3 WMMR in Philadelphia. Our guest this afternoon is a very talented and quite charismatic singer and songwriter, occasional actor, and political activist. But I suspect you know him best as the frontman for Everclear. Their ninth album, Black is the New Black, comes out this month. But tonight he appears living room style, solo acoustic at the World Cafe Live. And it is called An Evening with Art Alexakis of Everclear. So we welcome back to MMR Arthur Paul Alexakis.
Oh, wow. You're getting formal.
Yeah.
That's like my mom.
Yeah.
Calls me Arthur.
Oh, she got Arthur.
Arthur. And all of a sudden my ears go down, you know, and I'm just like, wow, I did something wrong. Actually, you know what's funny is like a lot of the, by the way, hi. Good to see you again.
Good to see you.
How are you?
Excellent.
Awesome. Thanks for having me on.
A great pleasure.
Yeah, you know, my everyone knows me as Art, so now my friends and family call me Arthur.
Do they really?
Yeah, and it used to bug me, you know, but now I like it.
That's great.
Yeah.
First of all, happy birthday. Yeah. It was just, was
yesterday.
It yesterday?
Yeah.
So you did something rather extraordinary. I understand you played in Washington, was it Friday night or Saturday?
Saturday night.
Saturday night, and then what did you do?
I got up at 4 o'clock in the morning and got on a plane at 5 and flew home for my birthday because my 7-year-old wanted to spend my birthday with me. And I didn't even really think about it. When you got kids, it's just like, okay, I can do it. You know, I'd rather just like hang out here and go get a steak or something. You know, I mean, you know, it was my wife too, and it was awesome. But then I got on a plane at 12:30 at night and flew back.
So you did the red eye and came right to Philly.
Yeah.
God bless you, man. That's awesome. What great commitment to your child as well.
Absolutely. That's what you do.
That's so cool. Now, you're doing this wonderful show this evening. A few tickets remain at World Cafe Live or at the door. I love these styles of concerts, acoustic. Where did the idea come to you to do this?
Well, you know, I've been doing this. Well, I started playing acoustic way before Everclear. I was like what you call busking out on the street.
Right.
Open up the case.
Right.
Hopefully make enough money to eat dinner. That's how I started, playing covers and then playing my own songs. And so I've been doing this for a while. And then when Everclear started taking off, I would go out before a new album would come out and play songs, old songs, new songs, covers, and see if they all kind of live together and play together nice. So that was the idea. And this last fall, I did this tour called Songs and Stories, which that's what this is part of tonight. And basically, I tell stories and just kind of be a knucklehead and play songs.
It's just a great opportunity for interaction. And, you know, again, it feels like you're in someone's living room.
Yeah.
So you do the hits, you do a few covers, you do some of the new songs. We want to get to the new album in just a moment. But you've played our Emma Barbecue. We've had a long friendship and history with you before. But your state or your take on the state of the music industry is something that I find fascinating, because I was reading some interviews that you had done. And you've been with record companies, you've been without record companies, and as this, I think, ninth album is about ready to launch, it's a strange new world for artists that have been at it for a long time. What's your take on it?
Well, it's a new model. You got to find a new model. You said the music industry. It's not a music industry anymore. It's gone back to being a music business. It's a bottom line business for the major labels. They're almost 100%, for one thing, they're almost 100% owned by huge corporations that their main thing to do is not music. Music is a small subsidiary of it. And when a lot of these labels were started by these visionaries like Ahmet Ertegun and all those guys who started the music industry back in the day, or the music business rather, there's not a passion for it. It's a bottom line thing. They're just trying to make money off it, which is not in of itself a bad thing. It just is if it gets in the way of making music and making art and expressing yourself. So to me, when I wanted to do this record and I wanted to make a rock, just a old school, unapologetic rock and roll record, contemporarily produced, big guitars, big drums, vocals sounding good, but just an old school rock and roll record. And made it with my friends here in Pennsylvania, actually. With
York, right? With your live friends at the live studio.
Yeah, Chad let me have the studio for next to nothing, and he hooked me up with these two kids who live in Lancaster, and do mostly metal bands.
Wow.
And they just, between the three of us, I think we made a great record.
I'm really excited to hear it. We're going to play the new single in just a moment, but you have guitar in hand and you've agreed to play a few songs for us.
Sure.
What would you like to do first?
Well, you mentioned Santa Monica.
Oh, I love that.
Let's start with the hit. That's a bold move.
Art Alexakis is at the World Cafe Live tonight, and he's with us right now on MMR.
I'm still living with your ghost, lonely and dreaming of the West Coast. I don't wanna be your downtime. I don't wanna be your stupid game with my big black boots and an old suitcase. I do believe I find myself a new place. I don't wanna be the bad guy. I don't wanna do your sleep walk dance anymore. I just wanna see some palm trees go away, trying to shake your disease. We can live beside the ocean, leave the fire behind, swim out past the breakers, watch the world die. We could live beside the ocean, leave the fire behind, swim out past the breakers, watch the world die. Come on, watch the world die. I am still dreaming of your face. Oh, hungry and hollow for all the things you took away. I don't wanna be your downtime. I don't wanna be your fire back crutch anymore. Walk right out into a brand new day. It's ain't arising in my own weird way, yeah. I don't wanna be the bad guy. I don't wanna do your sleep walk dance anymore. I just wanna see some sunshine. I just wanna find some place to be alone. Yes, we could live beside the ocean, leave the fire behind, swim out past the breaker, watch the world die. We could live beside the ocean, leave the fire behind, swim out past the breaker, watch the world die. Yeah, watch the world die. Yeah, watch the world die. Oh, yeah, come on, watch the world die.
That was so sweet. That's Art Alexakis, if you're just joining us, doing a really cool acoustic version of Santa Monica. He plays tonight in that same style. An evening with Art Alexakis at the World Cafe Live. And worldcafelive.com has your tickets, and there will be some available at the door as well. It's a great show and a great opportunity to get up close and personal with you. Now, you've got the Summerland Tour, I think, enters its fourth year coming this summer, and it's bands from the 90s that you assemble. But one of the things I found interesting is that you say to them, now, guys, I want to hear your hits. You know, you can play a few other songs, but I want to hear those hits, and I want to hear them the way they sounded on the album.
Or close to that.
Or close to that.
Yeah, I mean, you can be an artist and change, but it's got to sound like it for the people that are coming to see the show. I mean, basically what it is, there's a sense of nostalgia there, which is cool, but there's two criteria. One, you got to play the hits. You got to play them like they sound. No, like, that there was one band we were going to bring on, they do a medley, like a jam band medley. Not cool. People that heard these songs on the radio back in the day and bought those records, those are memories to them. Those are part of their life, and they want to hear that. And also, the other criteria is you got to be a real band. You got to still be a band that's out touring, making albums. You got to have the fire in your belly. You got to be out there and doing it, not just sitting around waiting for your royalty checks and then going out playing the hits in the summertime, you know?
You know, it's interesting when you mention hits. First of all, is it tiresome to you? Do you get tired of playing songs like you just did? Knowing that, you know, in concert, you've got to play them, even though you've got a fire in your belly for the new stuff?
I got a fire in my belly for being on stage playing music for people. I don't know. I guess I'm a little different. I am very grateful that I get to do this still. I'm 50. I turned 53 yesterday.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. And, man,
what's
I got
like
more,
to be that age?
I don't know. I don't know. Don't you remember?
I mean, I'm 30. Never mind.
29. Again.
Yeah.
That's cool. I love being this age, you know?
You look so good. You look so healthy and so happy and so balanced, particularly after taking a red eye.
I got a great family. I got great friends. I get to do this for a living. So I'm very grateful. So to go back to playing the hits, I respect them, what they've done for my life. I respect the fact that I was a part of them, and the universe or God or whatever you want to call it has channeled that through me. And I feel very, very grateful. So I'm not in a place where, and I don't know if I ever have been, where I take this kind of stuff for granted. It's pretty awesome.
Good for you. Good for you. You know, in one interview, you mentioned how sometimes you'll go to see an artist, and even if you've heard the hit over and over, you still want to hear it. And then sometimes they'll alter it. I call it Dylaning a song. Because I saw Bob Dylan, and God bless him, and he was in Atlantic City. That's why we played him. Big block. Not that you ever need a reason to play Dylan. But I'll go to see him, and he'll go, what song is that? Is that Blowing in the Wind? You know, and he alters it so much that it's, to me, you know, maybe he's tired of playing it. God bless him. He wrote it a long time ago. But almost every song that you know from his past catalog, he's got some great current records, you have a hard time recognizing. And personally, I find it slightly annoying.
I find it more than slightly annoying. I find it a little disrespectful. And no, I'm not saying anything bad about Bob Dylan, because Bob Dylan is Bob Dylan.
Exactly.
We wouldn't be here, really, if it wasn't for Bob Dylan.
You're right.
The two of us. So let's give credit where credit's due. But, yeah, I mean, maybe when you get to that point, maybe it's time to do something else. I don't know.
Yeah, it's interesting.
I don't know. I to me, seeing people sing my songs while I'm playing them and have that look in their eye, it just is better than any drug and better than most sex. It's pretty awesome.
That is great.
And I got to tell you, the kind of songs I write, like Father Mine and songs like that, I can't phone those in, you know? I can't just, like, be thinking about what I'm doing after the show, or that I got to do this, I got to pay these bills, or I got to do this, or there's a girl in the third row. I don't do that anymore, but back in the day I did. But I can't do that, because my songs, I have to emote them. I really do. I have to be present with them. I'm not that talented where I can just phone it in.
Well, you're talking about being present. It's in present time. If you're thinking about what you're doing after the show, you're not in present time.
Right.
But that brings me to the latest album. And again, it's going to be out sometime this April. It's called
April 28th.
Okay, excuse me. Black is the New Black. That's the day before MMR's 47th birthday. So Black is the New Black is the record. And I want to play from the album, the first single, The Man Who Broke His Own Heart, which is a fascinating title. Tell us about that.
All fingers point back to me. You know, with all joking aside, I think when you get to a certain age in life, you've got to just be, it's part of being present, of just being, acknowledging what you've done, what you haven't done, making reparations. And maybe it comes back to, you know, being in the program for 26 years. I've been clean and sober for 26 years in June.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
On that. Coming from a family of alcoholics, I say to you, that is a marvelous, who never got there.
Well, you didn't have the gene, probably, or you avoided it.
Yeah, I mean, I can drink and do. My addiction is coffee.
Okay.
And relatively speaking, that's not such a bad addiction.
It's not. Mine is cigars.
Okay. Oh,
okay.
Really?
Yeah. So that's my thing. It just makes you not want to be around me, which is fine, because I don't like most people. I'm a misanthrope. Cigar smoking misanthrope. That's really not true. I like people. But I, you know, I just want to, I don't know. When it comes down to being in relationships and every kind of relationship, regardless what it is. You'll hear stories about people. There's stories about a guy in a famous band right now that's going around and there's bad talk about him because he's not been very appreciative of doing the VIP thing. I don't know if you know who I'm talking about.
I know exactly who he was just here on our show.
And, you know, I've known the guy and...
God bless him. He's a great guy and he suffers so much from those demons, you know.
Yeah, but, you know, there's a time when you just got to, like, get over it. And just, like, push through the demons and just tell them to shut the hell up. And just move on with your life and look at every person you're talking to like they're a human being.
Right.
You know, and that's where I think a lot of people lose it. And to me, the man that broke his own heart could be any man or any woman. And it's just, this isn't just to one person. This is to everybody. This is to wives and girlfriends and friends and daughters and everyone that I've screwed up with and that... I'm trying to make amends to.
All right, let's play it from the studio album. This is brand new music from Everclear on MMR. Alexakis, in his full band form, Everclear, Black is the New Black is the song, and or the album, and The Man Who Broke His Own Heart is a song. It'll be out on April 28th. And Art plays tonight in a solo acoustic form. Great place. The World Cafe Live in University City, right near the Penn Campus. On this beautiful evening, perfect to spend a Monday night with Art. There are some tickets at World Cafe Live. Or you can go and get some at the door. It's what I intend to do this evening. And you talked about the new album. And I loved one of the things you said is you wanted a person who is 50 and above to relate to it. And it's one of my missions to tell people to the best of my ability, because MMR has been around so long. So we'll play Jimi Hendrix, and we'll play New Everclear,
right,
or Green Day, as I think any
as
station
should.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we grew up with. When we grew up with radio back in the 60s and 70s, stations played everything.
Right.
They played hits. It didn't matter if it was Led Zeppelin, Jermaker, or Don't Rock the Boat. Or,
well, you're talking about top 40 radio.
Well, yeah, but top 40, but even like the old school, like you guys, WMMR and KMET in L.A. and
K-San in San Francisco, K-San, where I came from.
Yeah, all the old school rock stations were freeform. There wasn't playlists. There was,
but the way it's divided now, like in this so-called classic or so-called alternative or so-called hard rock, it's just rock and roll. Keith Richards has this great quote where he goes, "I miss the roll," you know, because everyone says rock, but they don't say roll.
Miss the roll. I get it. I do too.
I want to ask you though about this quote, because one of my missions is to say to the, let's say, the dividing line, 38, 40 years old, and that guy forward who might go, you know, Pierre, there's nothing good that's been done since 1978. To which I want to say, no, go see, you know, Linkin Park, go see Green Day, go see the Peppers, go see Everclear, go see some of these younger bands that are still alive and functioning and very, very good. Similarly to the kid, you know, 38 and below, let's call them kids.
They are, for us, they are kids.
Well, yeah. But I mean, still on the younger side of things, who might only gravitate towards the newer stuff, right. I want to say, listen, Bruce Springsteen still tours. The Rolling Stones still tour. And they're good. Sometimes better than they've ever been. These veteran bands, Paul McCartney still tours. Go and see them. Put it on what I call your concert resume, because it's everything that rocks.
I totally 100% agree. But the way I like to explain it to people is like the thing about rock and roll, and I don't know if you know this, but I teach songwriting classes.
I did not know that.
I'm the co-chair of a songwriting department at a small music college in LA. And one of the courses I teach is there's four different, one through four is history of song. Wow. And I start from the very beginning of song. And right now in history of three, we're going through the 50s and the 60s. And these are kids that can write songs. They got talent, but they don't have a very big arsenal. They don't have a lot of weapons because they're just going for whatever's on top of the pond.
Wow.
You know? And I'm like, go deeper, man. There's so much to take from. There's so much to give and get from music. It's like I'm just now at my age getting into jazz. I'm totally into Miles Davis, and it's brand new to me. It's brand new. It's like new music that just came out of nowhere, because it's all there. There's so much recorded music over the last 120 years. It's phenomenal. And just sitting around thinking that what you hear on the radio is all there is, go deeper.
Well, it's such a powerful tool to, you know, it's the soundtrack of your life. But you said this album, you want it to be to a person who's, you know, 50 and above, in addition certainly to 50 and below, to be able to relate to it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I want to make a rock and roll record that, to me, it's like when I grew up, it's like, I mean, as an example, Led Zeppelin is my 22-year-old daughter's favorite band.
Really?
Of course.
That's awesome.
Because they're awesome. Cheap Trick, one of her favorite bands, because they're awesome. And they are to me, they are to guys older than me and people younger than me. It's just good music.
Right.
And if you open yourself up to it, it will affect you, and it makes life better.
Well, Dave Grohl, I think, is one of the best examples of that, because he represents this current edge with the Foo Fighters and his history in Nirvana, certainly. But he loves everybody. And on this current series of documentaries he's put together, Sonic Highways is what it's called, he had brought the Preservation Jazz Band in when they recorded in New Orleans to record with them. He acknowledges everything from that. He's played with McCartney. He's had guys from Led Zeppelin on stage. He's of the newer edge that says it's all rock and roll. which it is. It's a stew. Yeah. Anyway, it's a very strong passion of mine. So yeah, I tend to elaborate on it. Can you stay with us through the break and play one more song?
Absolutely.
Art Alexakis is with us. We'll take a quick break and come back and get one more live song from him. Stay with us.
MMR rocks.
It's 93.3 WMMR in Philadelphia. I'm Pierre Robert. Art Alexakis is with us of Everclear fame, but tonight he does a solo acoustic show at the great World Cafe Live. A few tickets remain at worldcafelive.com or at the door this evening over in University City on this beautiful day in Philadelphia. And it will be a beautiful, warm evening as well. I highly recommend going out and hearing these wonderful songs. Now, we talked about the new album, Black is the New Black, but I noticed that you've got some things going, and we made a reference to it with the VIP things that are available to fans, but there's some wild things, and there was a word you used that I wrote down to not fan friendly, but fan sourcing, right?
That's what it's called. That's
okay,
in the industry.
PledgeMusic.com/project/Everclear is where you can get turned on to some wild things.
Well, Pledge Music is a form of fan sourcing. Kickstarter is one of the first ones, and there's a bunch of them out there. I really think that the new model, and we were talking about the business and I didn't get a chance to get to it, is that I think the new business for our band right now, the perfect blend, is Pledge Music to serve the fans and be able to really like consolidate Everclear fans, both old and new. And then we have a great relationship with a small label that we're signed to for one record, and they have major label distribution. They're called The End out of Brooklyn, New York. And the combination of those two and just me being present on social media and the guys being present, and I think we're setting up for a great record. This is also the 20th anniversary of our record, Sparkle and Fade.
Wow.
What Santa Monica was on. So, yeah. So we're doing a tour of that in Australia and New Zealand. That's darn near sold out.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
Well, some of the things you can get, and this appeals to me because in this very studio we do a vinyl cut every day.
Awesome.
And new vinyl as well, if an artist puts stuff on new vinyl, which you have with this latest record. But you can get a new record player and a signed vinyl copy of the album and an all-access pass. There, you know, and each one has a price for it. There are some interesting things. There's a guitar lesson with you, which I think is the wildest thing. But I must ask you about this one. There's a handwritten recipe. Do you cook?
I cook all the time. My mom cooked, and my wife cooks. We cook together. So it's one of the high points of our day.
What might be in an art recipe?
Oh, it depends. My daughter, of course, wants spaghetti. You know, or tacos or something, and we make our own tortillas, we our own shells, we make everything, and we take turns, we help each other. One person will be doing it, or I'll do it. And Derek, you saw my guy here, he was with me making the new album in York, Pennsylvania at Live Studio, at Think Loud Studios, and they have a gourmet kitchen in there, and we used it every night after recording and would just make dinner.
That's so cool.
That's cool.
Speaking of social media, there's a personal Instagram video shout out that fans can get if they go here. Guitar lesson, as I mentioned. There's another, this one is killer. There's a few passes left for going to a Dodgers game with you.
Yeah. Actually, we sold one of those. That you go to a Dodger game and you pay the money and we do that. And there's another one that's
really fun. Are you a baseball fan?
I'm a huge baseball fan. I'm a huge football, baseball fan. Yeah, I like sports. As I've gotten older, I always liked sports as a kid, but then I went through a period like most musicians where they don't like sports or sports people. And now I just, it's like I can't wait for football season. I'm already following the draft and all that good stuff. But one of the things that we're offering, which is really funny, they went to me and like, well, you're in this movie with Reese Witherspoon called Wild, where you play a tattoo artist.
Right. And I was like, going to get to that. This is so cool.
Yeah, and then they're like, why don't we do a thing where you do a tattoo with people? And I'm like, man, I don't want to do that. I've got enough tattoos. And they're like, no, do it. I'm like, okay. Well, then I'm going to make it a ridiculously large amount of money, and no one will buy it. And we sold five of them.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, we sold five of them. I'm actually going next weekend to Las Vegas with this awesome family who brought me and my family in for a couple of days, and I'm going to play a private concert in a living room.
Well, yeah, that's available too on this thing. But the idea of getting going to a Dodgers game with you, I can't imagine how cool that would be. You know, getting a tattoo with you, and you'd have to find the space on your body because you do have a lot of them. But here's one that I also just loved, in addition to the dinner party, which sounds incredibly cool. But to co-write a song with Art Alexakis, how sweet would that be?
I don't know. It would be fun to try. You know, no one's done that yet. People have asked about it. I think, you know, it's like, or you could take my class, you know, and then I'm going to work on your songs with you. That's kind of what I do. But the main thing about the fan sourcing of this is not just to make money. It's what you're doing is, like, back in the day that a lot of people don't understand, you could sell millions of records. We sold almost 10 million records worldwide, and you never get what's called recouped, which means that you're actually flush with the record company. Just the way their contracts are built, you'll never, ever be flush. They just keep giving you money, and they own everything. And that's the model today is now, I'm going to own this. I own this record. So I leased it to the label for 5 years. Pledge is out selling it. The money that they're making makes it able that not just our fans being a part of this record, they're actually like helping me and other artists to keep making new music.
It's very cool.
And so, they're paying less money to do it.
Well, and it is a totally new model, as you said. Yeah. You're a passionate gentleman, and you also are very active politically. Well, one time during the convention a couple of years ago, I turned on, and I love politics. To me, it's like football, you know. Yeah. That's my team. It's my team. Let's see what play they pull. You know, and, you know, although it has a more permanent effect, obviously, on us, what they can come up with, or in today's Congress, not come up with. But what I found fascinating is that, I think it was year 2000, you testified in front of Congress. This was to support the Support of Children's and Child Support Enforcement Act. Now, the bill passed, as fate would have it, but I have got to know, because we've all seen news footage of a person at the table and the semicircle of congressmen and women asking the questions. What the hell was that like?
Actually, to be honest with you, I don't know where you got that information. That was Bill H.R. 1488, and it didn't pass.
Oh.
It got eaten up by bipartisan.
Oh, sorry about that. I thought it had, thing I read said it had passed.
No, I wish it had. Basically, what it was saying was that it made it a law that you couldn't hide from child support. If you got a judgment against you to pay child support, you couldn't put it into your girlfriend's name. You couldn't do this because it would come out of the federal government. It would come from the IRS. They would garnish you your wages if you were over 2 months late. And no one screws with the IRS. You're going to lose. That's just how it is. But as it is now, people will move to another county, and they'll start all over, or they'll have friends at work, and they'll give them new jobs at work, and they'll change their title. So that'll push it back another 6 months. There's all sorts of scams that people will do to avoid paying to support their children.
Doing what's right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was a passionate, so I'm sorry that it didn't pass. It was a passionate thing for you to get involved in, and you've done so many cool things, supporting gay rights and doing all kinds of activism. But the idea of sitting down in front of Congress with a prepared statement and then taking questions, were you nervous?
Yes, it was weird. It was very weird. And you could see me in a real suit. I think it was in Rolling Stone or Spin, and just sneaking out from my suit and my shirt. You could see all my tattoos coming out and my big earrings in my ear. And it was just like, what's wrong with this picture? But really, at the end of the day, I'm a dad just standing up for what I think is right and what's wrong, you know?
Were they nice to you?
Yeah, they were nice to me. I mean, those people are hurting from such a lack of cool factor. I'm not even that cool, and I made those guys way cooler than they are.
That is the coolest thing.
Politicians are not cool.
Yeah. Art Alexakis is with us. He plays the World Cafe live this evening. Could we trouble you to do one more song?
Absolutely.
Cool.
So, thanks again for having me on. It was great.
It's just been such a pleasure.
Great talking to you.
Actually, one last question before we play this, because Graham Nash's beautiful song, Teach Your Children, speaks so powerfully in the CSNY song, Teach Your Children, of, you know, teaching the kids, but also learning from the kids. And you have kids, and it's such an important part of your life, you know, as evidenced by the fact that you took a flight back so you could have your birthday with your 7-year-old child. And based on your, you know, your own personal experience with your father, what have you learned from your kids? Because you really have made a point to be there for them.
I've learned that I just, what I suspected all along was that, what an idiot. He missed out on so much. People that don't have that relationship with their children are missing out. You're not just hurting the kid. You're hurting yourself. You're taking part of your soul and just putting it away. And I learned so much from her and from making mistakes, you know, and doing things right. I learned from all of it. And if you're present and you're open, it comes back to that word, being present. If you're present and open and just try to live your life with integrity and love, man, you're going to learn something great every day, especially from your kids. My 7-year-old just cracks me up. Me and my wife, it's just pure comedy a lot of times. We just let her go, and it's just like she's so awesome and so fun. So to answer your question, I learned that I can never stop making myself better and being a part of a family. That's what it all comes down to. I was talking to the rabbi when we were coming up. It's like, oh, yeah, you didn't come. They wanted you on the morning show. I'm glad I was on the afternoon show with you, but they wanted me on the morning show. I'm like, dude, I can't. I got to go back to L.A. I don't want to fly back to L.A., but I do want to see my family, and we had an awesome time. We went to Benihana's, just like, you know, everybody does for birthday.
so cool.
It was awesome. To do that.
Well, with that in mind, this song. Sorry to interrupt you, but you said that you actually have to get into character to play some of the songs so that you are present.
Not character, but I have to be there. I have to actually connect with that emotion of the kid that was feeling these things. When I wrote this song, I'm about to play Father of Mine. When I wrote this song, you know, it was a hard song. It was a hard song to write. And I played it for my ex-wife, my wife at the time, and a friend of hers. And they're both as mean as snakes, just the meanest people you ever want to meet. And it made them cry.
Wow.
So if you can make those people cry, you're connecting to something big. That's big magic. And so, yeah, it's not like I have to get into a role. It's like I have to be present, and I have to feel what that person's feeling. There's a song on our new record that's coming out, a song called You, where I talk about being abused when I was a kid. And it's something I've never talked about before, and it's an emotional song. It's pretty heavy. But this is a song that just connected me with so many people across age demographics, financial demographics, racial demographics, people from all racial ages and races just come up to me all the time about this song. So this has been a blessing, for sure. This is called Father of Mine. Father of mine, tell me, where have you been? Just close my eyes, my whole world disappeared. Father of mine, take me back to the day. Yeah, when I was still your golden boy, back before you went away. I remember blue skies, walking the block. Loved it when you held me high, loved to hear you talk. Take me to the movies, take me to the beach. Take me to a place inside, so hard to reach. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Father of mine, tell me, where did you go? Had the world inside your hands, did not seem to know. Father of mine, tell me, what do you see when you look back at your wasted life and you don't see me? I was 10 years old, doing all that I could. Wasn't easy for me to be a scared white boy in a black neighborhood. Sometimes you send me a birthday card, $5 bill. Never understood you then. Guess I never will. Daddy gave me a name. Yeah, my daddy gave me a name. Then he walked away. Daddy gave me a name. Then he walked away. Daddy gave me a name. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Father of mine, tell me where have you been? Just close my eyes, my whole world disappeared. Father, I screwed up this song. Can you believe it?
Let's try it
again. All right. No, it's cool. This is what people love this, though. People love that part because it's human.
I was trying to figure out how I could turn the vocals up so I could hear what I was saying the better.
I think it's magnificent. I had a record skip the other day.
Yeah.
And it was just like that.
Well, let's see. You want me to finish it?
Yeah.
All right. Sorry, guys. Sorry, Philadelphia. Father of mine, tell me where have you been? Just close my eyes, my whole world disappeared. Father of mine, tell me how do you sleep with the children you abandoned and the wife I saw you beat? Never be safe, never be sane. Always be weird inside. I will always be lame. I'm a grown man with a child of my own. Swear I'm not gonna let her know all the pain I have known. Daddy gave me a name. My daddy gave me a name. Then he walked away. Daddy gave me a name. Then he walked away. Daddy gave me a name. Then he walked away. Then he walked away. Then he walked away, yeah.
Excellent.
Finally.
93.3 WMMR Art Alexakis, who is with us and will be with you this evening. It is a wonderful night at the World Cafe, an evening with Art Alexakis of Everclear. Summerland is coming this summer. I suspect Philly will be among the stops. Can you tell us who's on the lineup this year?
Absolutely. This is a rocker this year. This is there's a couple bands on here we've been trying to get for a few years. This year it's going to be Everclear, Pennsylvania's own Fuel.
Sweet.
The Toadies.
Wow.
And one of my favorite bands from the 90s, American Hi-Fi.
Nice.
So it's going to be awesome. A lot of platinum, all platinum bands, all bands that are still out there doing it. And just a night of rock and roll.
You once said if you're in a rock band and you're not having fun, you need another job.
You need to get a real job.
Yeah.
Make some money. Be a plumber.
Art, have a great gig tonight, solo acoustic. We'll see you at the World Cafe. It's a beautiful room and nice folks that run it over there. A few tickets remain at the door or at World Cafe Live. Good luck with the new record. Thank you for bringing it to us, and we look for it at the end of this month and hopefully returning soon. We'd love to have you back.
Thank you very much. Thanks again for everybody here for your support over the years and just for being a mensch and having me in, and I appreciate it. It's
pleasure.
Been a blast. Thank you.